Welcome to the Jazz Treasury. My name is Rich Sylvester. Thank you so much for tuning in and subscribing to the Jazz Treasury podcast. And feel free to go to our Facebook page and learn more about the musicians that you'll be hearing about. Today, we listen to the music and we learn about the man, Johnny Dodds. Not a household name by any means in jazz, but he was a great clarinetist from Chicago who played in the 1920s. In fact, you'll learn that Louis Armstrong played in his band. By the way, if you want to learn more about these musicians or see some of their videos, feel free to go to our Facebook page, the Jazz Treasury Podcast, and give us a like and a share if you would. Thank you so much to the thousands of people around the world that are subscribing to the Jazz Treasury, where you learn a little bit more about the roots of jazz. So, as said, today we learn about Johnny Dodds, passionate, wholehearted, and often deeply moving. The clarinet of Johnny Dodds is one of the great voices of the classic jazz era. His whole style and approach expressed the throbbing intensity of life in Chicago's South Side ghetto during the boom years of the 1920s. The life of this New Orleans-born jazz master sums up the experience of his whole generation. Johnny Dodds was born in Waverly, Louisiana, on April 12, 1892. Since he died in 1940, before jazz musicians began giving much in the way of press interviews, let alone writing their memoirs, we can only catch glimpses of the man and his life through the eyes of other people. One of these is his ebullient young brother, Warren, the drummer universally known as Baby Dodds, who outlived him by almost 20 years. Baby could tell a good story, but his tales do not always match up with the recollections of other people. One thing about Johnny emerges very clearly, however. In character, he was a complete opposite of the stereotype 1920s jazz musician. A lifelong teetotaler and non-smoker, he was serious-minded, careful with money, and scrupulously honest. Well, let's listen to some of Johnny Dodds' music. We'll start off with a track called Too Tight. This was recorded back in 1926 in Chicago, and it features New Orleans Wanderers by Lil Armstrong. I believe that's Louis Armstrong's wife. Lil, L-I-L, Lil Armstrong. This features George Mitchell on cornet, Kid Ory doing the trombone here, Johnny Dobbs on clarinet, Joe Clark on alto sax, Lil Armstrong on piano, Sonny St. Cerie on banjo. Let's listen to Too Tight by Johnny Dodds on the Jazz Treasury. Thank you.
tight, Jim.
Too tight. Johnny Dodds. Dodds takes charge of the performance, you can hear right from the very beginning, rather like Sidney Bechet, leading the ensemble and playing the first solo in his most passionate manner. Johnny St. Cyr calls out, "Weave it, Johnny boy, weave it, John," which is exactly what he does, weaving a great heavy skein of blues melody. In fact, the tune is not strictly a blues in form. Johnny's father, Warren Sr., worked in a warehouse and as a handyman with six children. Money must have been short, but it was a close family and an intensely musical one. There was a family vocal quartet, brothers and sisters played violin, melodeon, and harmonica, and father played the quills, a form of panpipes that he made out of pieces of cane that he cut himself. According to Baby, Warren Sr. was a religious man who would sing or play only sacred music. So Johnny Dodds, he was one of the greatest clarinetists of the 1920s. Although both Jimmy Noon and Sidney Bechet had better technique, Dodds had a very soulful, bluesy style of playing that was often emotionally powerful. He was a master of the New Orleans ensemble style of collective improvisation. He didn't have the flash of Louis Armstrong, but often provided the perfect environment for Armstrong to shine. He worked with most of the major hot jazz bands of the era. Dodds was in Kid Ory's band in New Orleans from 1912 to 1919. He played on Riverboats with Fate Marabelle in 1917 and moved to Chicago in 1921 to play with King Oliver. Let's go back to another track here then from Johnny Dodds. And this one's called Weary City. Weary City was played with a washboard band. In fact, back then, before drums, of course, drums were not easy to carry around back in the 1920s to go to gigs. So they used a washboard as a form of percussion. Johnny Dodds's washboard band featuring Natty Dominique on cornet, Honor de Trey on trombone, Johnny Dodds clarinet, Charlie Alexander on piano, Bill Johnson on bass, and Baby Dodds playing the washboard. This was recorded in 1928 in Chicago. Let's listen to Weary City on the Jazz Treasury. Thank you.
You're listening to the Jazz Treasury Podcast with Rich Sylvester.
And that was Weary City. Johnny Dodds on clarinet there, and this was Johnny's date, and he hired Louis Armstrong to play the trumpet lead in an attempt to disguise his presence. His oaky contract forbade him to record for anyone else. Louis plays very simply, in strict New Orleans style. Johnny's solo break at the beginning sets the whole piece off, and he plays a typical low register solo, displaying the big, warm tone that the young Benny Goodman admired so much. In fact, Johnny Dodd gave Benny Goodman lessons. Here's a quote from Benny Goodman. "Johnny gave me one of the most important lessons on clarinet. His tone was clear and beautiful. His ideas exciting. His interpretation of the blues especially moving. I have never forgotten him." Benny Goodman speaking about Johnny Dodds. Johnny and his brother, Baby Dodds, were an important part of Louis Armstrong's classic Hot 5 and Hot 7 recordings for Okie. During the 1920s, he also recorded with Oliver's Creole Jazz Band, Jelly Roll Morton, and most of all, on most of Lil Hardin's Armstrong's sessions. Unlike many of his famous contemporaries, Dodds and his brother stayed in Chicago and were pretty much forgotten as jazz moved east to New York in the 30s. He recorded several records under his own name in the 20s, often with Natty Dominique, who you just heard, on trumpet, and worked regularly at Kelly Stables from 1924 to 1930. All right, time for another track. Let's listen to Ball on a Jack. This was recorded in 1927 in Chicago. The Chicago Footwarmers, in fact, did this one with Natty Dominique on cornet, Johnny Dodds on clarinet, Jimmy Blythe on piano, and Baby Dodds playing that washboard one more time. Ball on a Jack by Johnny Dodds on the Jazz Treasury. There it is, Ball on a Jack, the Chicago Footwarmers, was one of several names given to washboard bands put together for recording sessions by the industrious Jimmy Blythe. Johnny Dodds and his long-standing friend, Natty Dominique, make a lively partnership. Without a trombone to play its traditional role, the two instruments create a light and buoyant effect. The tune is a blues, not the popular song with a similar name made famous by Danny Kaye. Arguments still continue about ballin' a jack and what that actually means. Well, Johnny Dodds' recording career was confined almost entirely to the 1920s, but during those years, he played an important part in dozens of classic sessions. The tracks that you're hearing today were all made between 1926 and 1929, either under his own name or with specially formed recording groups, and show him at his best. His clarinet can also be heard prominently on the Jazz Greats collections you have heard already by Louis Armstrong, Jelly Roll Morton, and King Oliver. So you heard some of Johnny Dodds back on some earlier episodes of the Jazz Treasury. Feel free to go back into our archives and look for those. In fact, feel free to subscribe on iTunes to the Jazz Treasury podcast and give us some comments, give us some feedback. You can review us, you can rate us. That all helps us get a little higher on the profile page of iTunes. We appreciate your input as well, and we appreciate you listening. Let's move on. Let's go on to another tune called Perdido Street Blues, and this is one of his hits, Perdido Street Blues. This was recorded in 1926, and it is by Armstrong. And this to New Orleans Wanderers once again with George Mitchell on cornet, Kid Ory, great trombonist, Johnny Dodds on clarinet, Lil Armstrong piano, and Sonny St. Cyr on banjo. Notice no other form of percussion here. Let's give it a listen. Let's listen to Perdido Street Blues by Johnny Dodds on the Jazz Treasury. Thank you. as the 1930s advanced and the Depression deepened, they managed to hang on. There weren't many jobs around, Baby recalled, but my brother was a hustler, and I worried about nothing. He used to get dates to play in little taverns or saloons around town, usually on Fridays and Saturdays. There wasn't much money attached, and it kept the wolf from the door. In January 1938, at Lil Armstrong's behest, Johnny made his only trip to New York. Later that year, he suffered the first of a series of strokes, which, along with the loss of his teeth, gradually reduced his ability to play. But these setbacks did not stop him entirely, and he still played occasionally for nearly 2 years. All right, let's do one last track from Johnny Dodds, Blue Washboard Stomp. This was recorded in Chicago, of course, once again, 1928, written by Johnny Dodds, and it's featuring Johnny Dodds's washboard band. Natty Dominique comes up again on cornet, Honoré Dutrie on trombone, Johnny Dodds clarinet, of course, Charlie Alexander on piano, Bill Johnson on bass, and Baby Dodds playing the washboard. Let's listen to Blue Washboard Stomp on the Jazz Treasury. Washboard Stomp, Johnny Dodds, by the Johnny Dodds Washboard Band. On this piece, he confines his solos to a series of exquisitely varied breaks, but his ensemble work, as ever, is superb. As a blues player, he was supreme. With his forthright phrasing and deep expressive vibrato, no instrumentalist ever came closer to the passionate eloquence of a great blues singer. At the same time, he was a master of the rollicking barrel house music that was a specialty of washboard bands. In fact, it was his adaptability and wide stylistic range that made him such a favorite for record dates. The sounds of his clarinet issuing from phonographs must have been a very familiar one around the black sections of American cities during his heyday. Almost the last glimpse we have of Johnny Dodds comes in the April 1940 issue of Downbeat. In one of its quote, immortals of jazz profiles, unquote. It gives a brief resume of his career and notes that he has 3 grown-up children and lives in Cheese, Chicago's South Side. On August 8th that year, he suffered a final stroke and died. If he could have hung on for just a few more years, he would have seen his fortunes improve amazingly. The New Orleans revival was just getting underway when he died, and contemporaries such as Ori and Bechet went on to enjoy international careers in the post-war years. Some aged survivors were still playing in the 1970s. Dodds was not forgotten, though. The worldwide revival ensured that after his death, he became one of the most imitated jazz clarinet players on earth. Well, that's it for this edition of the Jazz Treasury. My name is Rich Sylvester. Thank you so much for listening in. Thank you so much for subscribing, for rating and reviewing, going to our Facebook page and sharing. And thank you for keeping the flame of jazz alive. Next time, we go to New York City. Jazz City, New York, featured on the Jazz Treasury. So tune in, because New York, home of the Cotton Club and the Cafe Society, the Apollo and Paramount Theaters, and the Savoy and Roseland Ballrooms, was the breeding ground of new jazz styles, a mecca for musicians, and the machine room of the recording industry. New York was where jazz got smart. So next time on the Jazz Treasury, Jazz City, New York. Until that time, enjoy the jazz.